Do I need to read 1, 2, 3, 4? Okay. One advantage of attending Stony Brook is that it is close to New York City. There are several ways to travel to New York City from our campus. If you don't want to worry about traffic on the roads, you can take the train. But the price of a train ticket is $20, while a bus ticket is only $11.
Hey, here's my question. Can you take the bus to New York City?
Yes, I could take bus to New York City.
And what is the price of a bus ticket?
The price of a bus ticket is $11. No, the price of bus ticket is $11.
Please read the sentences.
New York City offers a wide variety of activities in different neighborhoods. Soho has many interesting shops and boutiques. The Lower East Side has many bars and clubs for dancing. And the West Village is a great place to watch foreign movies. Yes, I can go shopping in Soho.
And what can you watch in the West Village?
I can watch many foreign movies in the West Village.
Did you say that in the West Village you can watch Hollywood movies?
No, I say I can see foreign movies in the West Village. Manhattan has many parks where people like to walk, bike, and play ball. The largest park is Central Park, which stretches from 5th Avenue to 8th Avenue. The newest park is the High Line Park, which was built on an old tree line 30 feet above street level. This park continues for almost 2 miles above 11th Avenue. Yes, the High Line Park is above street level.
And the High Line Park is above 5th Avenue, right?
No, the High Line Park is about 11th Avenue.
Great. Please read the sentences.
There are many historic landmarks you can visit in New York City. The Brooklyn Bridge, which is one of the oldest bridges in the USA, connects Manhattan and Brooklyn. The Colossus is another historic landmark you can visit. It is located in northern Manhattan and you can take the subway there. It is part of the Metropolitan Museum and has a beautiful garden too. No, the cluster is. Yes, the cluster is part of the Metropolitan Museums of Art. No, the cluster is located in northern Manhattan.
Please read the sentences.
Yeah. The American continent is divided into two subcontinents. The continents of North America and South America are linked by the Panama Canal. The Rocky Mountains run along the western side of North America, while the it runs along the west coast of South America. The highest peak in the American continent is located in the Andes.
Right. The American continent consists of North and South America, right?
The American continent is consists of North America and South America. No, Rocky Mountains are located in North America. In order to make driving safer, there are many ways that roads can help guide traffic. Depending on the color of the line in the center of the road, traffic can either go one way or two ways. One-way roads use white lines and two-way roads use yellow lines. A dotted line means that cars can cross into the other lane, while a solid line means that cars cannot cross into the other lane.
Alright. So a solid line means that cars cannot cross into the other lane, right?
Yes, a solid line means that a car cannot cross over the other lane. No, two-way roads use yellow lines. Lifestyles in rural areas are different from those in urban areas. Wildlife is more frequently found in rural areas than in urban areas. Rural areas often have fewer job opportunities and higher unemployment rates. The main source of income in rural areas is agriculture.
Right. So is wildlife more frequently found in rural areas?
No. There is higher unemployment in rural areas.
My question was, is wildlife more frequently found in rural areas?
Yes, wildlife are more frequently found in rural areas. No, agriculture is the main source of income in rural areas, not urban areas.